Well, good morning. Great to be with you again, Grace Covenant. And if you weren't here last week, we launched into a new study of 1 Peter. And really excited about this study. And Darren just talked about faith, hope, and love. Well, Peter loves triads. So you're going to see a lot of three things in the book of Peter. But just to give you a little overview context again, it's AD 62. And Peter is writing to encourage believers who are scattered throughout Asia Minor. And they're facing trials. They're facing persecutions associated with their profession of Jesus Christ. Now, if you remember history, government-sanctioned persecution hasn't yet begun, but unrest concerning Christianity in the cities, in the towns, in the neighborhoods is beginning to rise. And this local persecution results in job loss. It results in family relations being fractured. It results in savings accounts being depleted. It results in loss of friends, and maybe even some of the fathers are writing their Christian sons and daughters out of their will because of their newfound faith in Jesus Christ. So that's the situation. Earthly inheritance vanished. Earthly relationships lost. And livelihood gone. Hope for the future in the eyes of Peter's recipients seems bleak. It's kind of like their hopes are on the ropes for these Christians. The anti-Christian worldview is giving their earthly hopes a beating. And it's times like these when we, as believers, ask the big questions of life, right? Who am I? What's my identity? Why am I here? What's my purpose? What's wrong with this world? And what will make it right? Well, Peter is on a mission to answer those questions for his recipients, for his readers. And of course, that means us. He wants to answer those in light of God's word. Sometimes we even ask, if we're under so much pressure because of our faith, sometimes we even ask, is this taking up the cross and following Jesus Christ, is it worth it? Is it worth it? But Peter wants to lay down a foundation. He wants to lay down a foundation for his original recipients, and of course, he wants to lay down a foundation for us. What is it? It's theology. Now, don't turn it off. If you heard a word like that, it's like, oh, shutting him off. He's saying something about theology. But the important thing is that theology is the foundation. We go back to our theology. And that's why Pastor Darren says, bring your Bibles. Because in this, God reveals himself. Theology is the study of God and how he works, who he is and how he works in our lives. And that is absolutely foundational when it comes to facing afflictions, trials, and tribulations because of our faith. So our foundation is this. Our foundation is in God. God, the holy, eternal God, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.